How could we do that? Not be knocked over with the trials that seem unfair in our life, with the tests that come our way, with the unfair circumstances that come our way. I just want to say there's no one that can do that on their own. No one can persevere and endure it by their own. This passage is relating to another passage in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. It says this. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, hypomeno, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and was set down at the right hand of the Father on the throne. Dear friends, if you're feeling beaten down, if you're feeling low, if you have trials, we're never going to overcome it by our own energy and mustering enough faith. This is the beauty. Jesus endured and took a very low position, rejected as a rabbi, and took the position on a cross so that we could have someone right next to us to relate to us. That's what gives us a good attitude. We walk into the year with Jesus by our side, walking every step. And knowing that Jesus is by us, took a very low position, endured the cross, hyperstood, knowing that he did that. Friends, attitude change. We walk into the new year with an attitude of positivity. Sometimes the only witness we can give to someone is our attitude. That's all we have. Viktor Frankl, you've heard of him. He was in a Nazi concentration camp. His life was changed in the 1940s. He lost his home, lost his business. This happened over numerous years. Then was sent to a concentration camp. And in the concentration camp, they took away his family and then finally took away his wedding ring. And the last thing that he thought that he had were his clothes. They took his clothes off. And it was at that moment that Viktor Frankl came to the conclusion, this was his conclusion, there's one thing the Nazis cannot take away from me. The one thing was this: how I'm going to respond to what they do to me. That's attitude. No one can take that from you. And Jesus is by your side. How big a difference it makes, attitude. When you're on a sports team, our youth, and everyone's negative and they don't want to play the game, your attitude makes a difference. How big a difference it makes in your family. If your family has a negative outlook to where things are going, your attitude can seal the deal and make the difference. Your attitude can make a difference in a group of friends that's really negative. And they want to take it south. Your attitude can brighten up the dark spaces of the internet and social media. Your attitude. God has a New Year's resolution for you. Here it is. God's resolution for you in the new year is that you be holy. That sounds weird. Most people, when they make New Year's resolutions, it's about happiness. I want to be happy. There's a chance that you may not be happy this next year. Happiness is circumstantial. Some good might come. That's great. I hope it does. Some bad may come. I hope that doesn't come, but that's possible. Trials and tests. Remember, James says they're coming. Happiness is circumstantial. Holiness is 100% guaranteed. Jesus is with you. He was born for you. He walks with you. And yes, some good things are coming. Some bad things might come too. But everyone can walk in holiness to God, to live in the attitude that he gives us because Jesus is by our side. And we all check the box. You agreed earlier, so you're going to have to agree right now at the end of my sermon. We choose bitter or better. What do we choose? We choose better. Better. Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll continue with our prayers. Lord, we oftentimes don't think like James asks us to think about attitude. Lord, each day I pray for us that we are able to look in a new way, to see things in a new perspective, not based on personal happiness. And I certainly pray, Lord, that good things come to us as you promised to, but most of all, that we're drawn closer to you, that we walk in holiness and walk with you, knowing that when we push, when we push on those trials, we're leaning extra more on Jesus, as Joni did. When we lean more on Jesus, we see just how strong you are. We pray this for each person here today. In Jesus' name, amen.